struggle's in hell. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Y'all know how it goes down inside of We Family Wednesday. Inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, we have family situations. Some Wednesdays on We Family Wednesday, we help the family out. And, you know, that's what this is today. We're helping the family out because a lot of us have kids in CMS, and that CMS lottery is starting.
Mm-hmm.
To help us with this CMS lottery process, who we got, Ms. Jessica?
I got a phone. Well, I got a text message from my buddy Walter.
Walter, what
a
up?
A proud graduate of JCSU. Don't do it, Berthy.
Well, I can't.
You didn't go there.
You
didn't go there.
So Walter hit me up and he said, you know, he wanted to make sure Madhouse Nation knew about the school choice magnet lottery that is going on. And you also brought some guests with us. So like, introduce your guests and then tell us about the lottery.
Go ahead, John.
Latarja Henry. Let me just shout out Hampton University. Woo woo! Since we're doing HBCU, I can't get any love.
Hey,
come on there.
Virginia! Hampton!
Don't do that. Anyway, so Latarja Henry, and we brought also Sarah with us from CMS. And we
Hi,
just want to.
And I'm Walter Hall, Director of Magnet Programs and School Choice for Charlotte Mecklenburg.
So when you speak to the parents and we're talking about this magnet program and this magnet lottery, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, first and foremost, we want to talk about the opportunity for theme integration and to enroll in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. Our community has a misconception that school starts in August, but the planning for school actually starts right now.
Okay.
So we got to make sure we got everybody counted so we can have all the people available for all the teachers that we need, all those different things. So that's the first step. And then the second step, we're here to talk about theme integration in our magnet program. So we are responsible for 70 different programs, 11 different themes all across the system, serving 151,000 students.
Wow. That's
so, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of times parents are like, listen, I got to get these kids up out of here. And I know the school starts in August. So can we sign them up August? No. We actually need you to sign up now for next year.
Okay.
So if you've got some kids that are ready for school age, we need to know that they exist today so that we can begin recruiting, getting teachers ready, getting space ready for them. And you could do that now for next year and also play the lottery and see if you want to get into a magnet program. How many of y'all get calls about, how do I get into that magnet program over there
on Betty's Farm? Right.
Mm-hmm. This is how you got to first enroll and then apply for the lottery.
Okay, so first you got enrolled, then apply for the lottery. So when you say magnet program, what schools does this affect?
So like I said, there's 70 different schools. So
okay.
You're looking at high school versions. You're looking at the early colleges, UNC Charlotte Early Engineering College.
Oh, wow.
We got the middle colleges, grades 11 through 13. Students can earn up to 60 credits for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2 years of college just about. Yeah. When you look at the language immersion programs, we have Spanish language immersion, French, Chinese, Japanese. What's the other one?
Spanish.
Take it back just a little bit. And exactly what is a magnet school? And are there any type of qualifications for a kid to get into a magnet school? We're actually going to go back to that question after the break. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to answer that one.
You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can think of myself. A couple family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are live, man. We Family Wednesday, trying to help you out with this magnet lottery going down. Who we got in the house, Ms. Jessica?
We have our friends from CMS that are here. They're going to be talking to us. They're talking to us about the lottery program. And before we went to break, I asked you all, what exactly is a magnet school? And are there qualifications for kids to enroll in these magnet schools?
So a magnet program or a magnet school is an opportunity for a school to use theme-based education, primarily to focus around a particular theme. So we got 11 different themes across these 70 different schools in the system. So one example of one would be our computer science immersion theme, and that spans from grades K through 12. We have kindergartners that are learning how to code. They're sitting in a classroom, programming robots, learning what algorithms are, and just relating it to everything that they do. So we want to make sure that these particular themes are a part of all their day, from the time that they get to school to the time that they leave. And so it's an amazing thing. A lot of people are like, well, what do you do? How does a kindergartner code? Like, how do they use a computer? They don't even know what to do. These kids know what to do. They know how to program. They know how to work our phones. They know how to work our iPads, all those different things. And so we still got to teach them how to read, how to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How to talk to people, how to interact, how to solve problems, but at the end of the day, we're using a particular theme to get them excited about learning.
Mm-hmm. Are there qualifications for kids to enroll in these magnet schools?
So the only really qualification is that you have to be in a Mecklenburg County resident, and you have to be school aged. Some of our programs do have specific requirements, but there's just a few. Our visual performing arts, naturally, you have to audition for art schools.
Would that be Northwest School of the Arts?
Northwest School of the
Arts.
Cool. We have the younger grades as well, but they just audition starting at sixth grade. The other schools that have qualifications would be some of our college, middle college and early colleges. They have to have meet college qualification requirements, as well as our international baccalaureate schools. That's going to be your Piedmont, your Randolph. Being that they use language acquisition and learn a second language, they have to have be on grade level for reading.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, why, as a parent, would I want my child to go to a magnet school?
So let me take this one. I'm a parent. I actually have two kids in a magnet program. They're at E.E. Waddell Language Academy. One is in third grade, one is in sixth grade, and they're in the Chinese language immersion. So they started that in kindergarten. And what I can say to parents is, listen, we all want a differentiated experience for education. It is the best deal. It is a private school experience for a public school cost. So I say to parents, listen, if you want your children to have an interest in learning, you want something just slightly different, explore a magnet program. Actually, take a look at all of the things that we offer. Go visit the school and see if it's a fit. I think it just makes learning fun, and it gives them an added event, a competitive advantage.
And the thing about it is, you know, I'm a parent too, have kid in CMS, and she's attempting to get in a magnet program next year because she'll be going to sixth grade. For us, it's about like, you know, hangs with light. You know, you don't see eagles fly with crows. And so, you know, if you know your child wants to go in a specific direction, then they're going to learn from the same people going the same way with the same goal. So that's why we chose a magnet program, or we're choosing a magnet program.
Larry was saying that he's participated in the process. How does the lottery process work?
Yeah, that's a big deal right now. So we got a deadline coming up, which is going to be December 10th. So any families that are not enrolled in the system, they're currently not sitting here, they're not a kindergarten student, or they're not enrolled in Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, they have to complete their future enrollment paperwork by December 10th.
Okay.
That's the first step. So the first step is enroll. We have these infographics all around Charlotte with five steps. So the first step is to enroll. You got to do that by December 10th. That's just completing the application and some enrollment documents that we need. Then we always tell everybody, research all your options. If it's a charter school, homeschool, whatever you're looking at, you want to make sure you know what you're getting into. That's really important. The third thing is the visit, because you got to be able to know what it looks like, what it tastes like, what it feels like, what it smells like. You want to sit in the hallway during a high school transition. You want to know everything that's going on, because you don't want to be fooled about an adult selling you a dream. You want to know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the lottery process, after you enroll, you're going to get a student ID and PIN. If you're already in CMS that already exists, there's a letter that comes home in the kids' backpacks, and you can use that to apply. If you don't have that, you can call ourselves or student placement. We'll give you guys that information in a minute. But then the lottery is open from November 30th to January 7th. And so each family can make up the three choices. There are some situations where some families can choose, have more choices because they're assigned to a failing school, but each family at least has three choices that they can make, and then the lottery process will run, and we'll notify families about 3 weeks afterwards.
Right, it is, man.
So the absolute deadline to apply for the lottery is January 7th.
Yes, ma'am, January 7th. And new families, they got to apply by December 10th. They got to future enroll by December 10th.
So where do I go to enroll?
So you can come see us at Student Placement, 1600 Tavola Road, or you can drop your application off at any CMS school, and they'll carry that over to the Smith Family Center.
Okay. To get more information, is there a website that people can go to and a phone number?
Yes. To get more information, you can visit us at cmschoice.org. You can interact with us on social media at Instagram as well as Facebook. Direct message us. You can email us, schoolchoice@cms.k12.nc.us, or call us at 980-343-5030.
5030. And so for the lottery website, do you have a lottery website where you actually go to the website, you know, to enter into the lottery?
Yes, sir. You can go to cmschoice.org and just click on the apply button in the upper right-hand corner. There's a lot of other resources as well on that particular site.
Thank y'all.
There it is.
Thank you.
Helping these parents out today. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
No limit.
Need new tires? And not...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.